be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Sincerity is the virtue of always telling the truth. Truth as uprightness in human action and speech is called truthfulness, sincerity, or candor. Truth or truthfulness is the virtue which consists in showing oneself true in deeds and truthful in words, and in guarding against duplicity, dissimulation, and hypocrisy. Catechism 2468. On the other hand, lying consists in saying what is false with the intention of deceiving one's neighbor. Catechism 2508. When someone lies publicly, the lie has a particular gravity. When someone lies by speaking under oath, it is called perjury. Using social media to spread lies is especially serious. And let's not forget that half-truths, as St. Augustine of Hippo used to say, are whole lies. And this can be done exaggerating the reality and increasing or decreasing the defects or virtues of people or things. When you lie, saying something against people's honor, it is already a slander. In real life, there are many people who lie to look good, to avoid problems, or to make a profit. There are those who promise something that later they are not willing to fulfill, and these false promises are also lies. In addition, the lie leads to other vices such as dishonesty or lack of fidelity, which is especially serious in relation to religious, priesthood, or matrimonial commitment, which must be for life. On the other hand, the path of lies never leads to God, and if someone wants to love God, he must always tell the truth, even if it costs serious suffering or even his life. A sincere man is a luminous man. The truth is light, and the lie is darkness of the soul. Let's look at an African story in which we are told the importance of always saying the truth. In a certain tribe, to become adults, young people had to pass different tests. On the appointed day, the elders asked one of them to go to the jungle by himself, without food, water, or weapons, and find four animals: a serpent, a rhinoceros, a lion, and an elephant. They told him, "You have to look them in the eye, stand still, and make sure they look at you. Then you come back and inform us." The young man left and went in search of the lions because he knew where they were. He saw a lion from a distance, and despite sweating with fear, he waited. The lion discovered the young man. They looked at each other, and finally, the lion lowered his head and left slowly. He had passed the first test. Later, he went in search of the rhinoceros, which are dangerous animals, especially when they are scared. The boy knew where they drink water and went to wait for them. He climbed a tree to wait. A rhinoceros came to drink water, saw him, and threw itself twice against the tree. But the tree held. They looked at each other, and he just had to wait for the rhinoceros to finish drinking water and leave. Then he went into the thickest part of the jungle and found a serpent coiled in a tree. He looked at the serpent, and the great snake began to uncoil from the tree. Once the serpent was on the ground, the serpent looked at the boy, and the boy took off running, but happy to have passed the third test. The only animal missing was to see the elephants, which are peaceful animals and do not attack humans unless they're threatened. He got to where he knew they were, followed the trail, but couldn't find any. Where could they be? He asked himself. He was tired, thirsty, and hungry. After 2 days, he felt dizzy with weakness. He wanted to drink water from the fountain, but he held back and didn't do it. After walking for several hours, he couldn't take it anymore and gave up. He started crying and returned to the town. He informed the elders that he had neither eaten nor drank and that he had passed the first three tests well, but that he had failed because he had not found the elephants. Then an old man took him by the arm, hugged him, and said, "You have not failed. You couldn't find the elephant because we made them run away on the morning you left. The test was not simply to see and be seen by wild animals, but to know whether or not you would tell the truth. You have done it. Welcome home. You are now an adult of the tribe." There are too many people who talk a lot about sincerity, honesty, justice, and want a more just and sincere world, but they do nothing to achieve it because they follow the easy way, avoiding efforts, work, and sacrifices. Jesus Christ already said many years ago, "So always treat others as you would like them to treat you." Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Do you want them to always tell you the truth, do justice to you, make you happy? Do the same to others. Or as the book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse 15 says, "Do to no one what you would not want done to you. You don't want to be robbed, lied to, or have injustices done to you. Don't do it to others either." Now let's look at a real case. Caffarel tells the following fact. A father had a 9-year-old daughter named Monica. One afternoon, her father tells her, "Monica, how's your school lesson going? Is everything ready for tomorrow?" "Yes, Dad," Monica replied. At 11 o'clock at night, when she was already in bed and sleeping, her father entered her room and saw on her bedside table a written paper that read, "Dad, please forgive me because I lied. It is not true that I had the lesson ready. I ask your forgiveness and I will try never to lie again. Good night, Father." The father, after having read it, wrote the answer like this: "My little Monica, I love you very much and I am happy that you have asked me for forgiveness. I gladly forgive you. I have understood that you ask me for forgiveness because you love me and do not want to make me suffer. I want you to know that every time you make me suffer for something and ask for forgiveness, I will always be willing to forgive you, even if it happens several times. The good Lord, our Jesus Christ, also does this with us because he loves us. I have written this so that when you wake up, you will know that I have forgiven you. I love you very much, Monica, my daughter, and I kiss you and hug you with all my heart. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our mother. Amen."